Yeah, I know where you normally sit, so I can always kind of pick out where everybody is. Now, Mitch and Amy, you might want to move from back there because it's really dark. That, we obviously lost the light right above you. But it's easier to sleep than when you... We should pray for the message. Lord, I bring this message to you, and I ask for vision. I ask for the prophet's reward. I ask for sight for those who want to see. So remove a little bit of the insulation this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to talk to you about two ingredients in any person's life who wants to live a life in God's will. And the two ingredients are the title of the message, Vision and Determination. Now, I want to start by reading together Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, as we begin to look at this. This is Jesus talking, and he's talking to his disciples about direction or sight in their life and where they need to go. So let's read it together. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Now that has the essence of the two things I want to talk to you about today, vision and determination. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. This one verse spoken by Jesus has a strong command and a promise that goes with it. The command is to seek first the kingdom of God in our lives, and you couple with that God's rulership and his righteousness. The promise is that all these things of this world that we need will come along in their rightful place. The problem with a lot of us is that we don't know what we're looking for. Now, I want you to read, I've got three different translations of Proverbs 29:18, which is the first part of that proverb, and I would like for us to read all three of them together. Here we go. Where there is no prophecy, the people cast off restraint. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. Now, all three of those translations have ingredients in them, but if you change the context of it, where there is no prophecy, I cast off restraint. Where there is no vision, I will die. Where there is no revelation, I will run wild. If you change it from a collective picture to an individual picture, then you're talking about yourselves. A lot of times our problem is we don't know what we're looking for, or we're seeking after the wrong things. And this is a matter of what we look at as important in our lives. In other words, that is a question of vision. The other problem that a lot of us run into is not having the staying power, the perseverance, the persistence, the determination to stick to the work of what we seek. Now, I have a Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 printed, and I'd like for us to read it together. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now, what he's talking about here is focus. It's not people without sin, it's focus. And what is going on in this verse is this: he's conveying the idea of keeping on continually towards what you're going towards. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all that other stuff will fall into place. And God is saying, make the kingdom of God your number one priority in life, and keep at it. This is not a last-minute thought or a short-term job. This is a pursuit in terms of your life, continually seeking day in and day out the rulership of God and his way in our lives. and it's for each of us individually. When it comes to vision and determination, or the persistence of vision, there is a message here for everybody present. Now, I am not so naive as to believe that everybody present here today is seeking the kingdom of God, God's will and way for your life. You may be just in church. I know it's not true that people are all looking for God. Some of you are seeking other things. Some of you seek money, some power, some authority, some security in life, some a companion of the opposite sex. Some of you seek a family. Some of you may seek the kingdom of God in your life, and that is your priority. But no matter what you seek, there's a message for you here today, and it has to do with vision and determination. You need to have a vision of what you want and the guts to go after it and keep at it. Now, I will say the same thing as Jesus. Go after the kingdom of God first, and you keep after that. And all that other stuff will come your way as well. That's what he said. Now, in saying that, you have to be able to see the kingdom of God first and then go after it. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, or you have never glimpsed the kingdom of God, then you need to be born from above by the Holy Spirit and accept Jesus as your Savior. Read with me, John 3:3. Here we go. Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." That's vision, by the way. That's revelation. Determination is another matter. Maybe there are those who have dreams or your goals for life or a vision for their future, but they do not have the determination to go after it or to keep at it. So there is a message here for everybody, no matter what you're going after or what you want to see. Whether you are a spiritual person or you're just a person right off the streets, it does not matter. If you look at our society and you look at the successful people who have long years of success, you're going to find not only vision, but determination as well. They're driven with persistence and perseverance in their life. Talent doesn't get it done. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius doesn't get it done either. Education doesn't get it done. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence, perseverance, determination coupled with vision alone are important. So many of us think that success depends on talent or brilliance or education or getting a break or having our ship come in or and on and on. The things that make for greatness are vision coupled with determination. Whether you're talking about your spiritual life or you're talking about success in the things of this world. Determination is persistence in the vision towards the goal, and then perseverance when it gets tough, or over the long haul, staying at the task. In our world of instant everything, we're looking for instant gratification. We don't have very much patience or understanding of true success. I see it a lot in the younger people of today. The ability to keep on keeping on, to continually pursue, to continually keep on seeking. Vision and determination has to do with living differently, though, as a disciple of Jesus. Vision is the ability to see things that other people can't see, such as the kingdom of heaven. It is the ability to see things that people can't or won't see a lot of times. Vision is the ability to read God's ways into the circumstances of your life and the lives of others. Vision is looking at your life through God's eyes. Now, without spiritual vision, we see things as they are. But with God's eyes, we see our lives, the lives of others, the circumstances, the situations of our lives as God sees them. And that's a different frame of reference. Vision has to do with looking at your life and the lives of others from God's point of view. And you can't do that unless the Spirit of God moves on you and causes you to be born spiritually. So if you can't see the spiritual realm here today or know very little about what I'm talking about, then pray that God will touch you by His Holy Spirit and give you new birth so that you can have sight. Now it begins with receiving Jesus as Savior. If you want to live a spiritual life and live differently in this world, then you must be committed to spiritual vision. And you don't get that without God's help through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, let me give you an example of spiritual vision. And it's in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. It's just a worldly picture, but it's there. The prophet Samuel, at that time, is sent to the house of Jesse to anoint a new person to be king in Israel and take the place of Saul, who the Lord has rejected. Now read with me 1 Samuel 16, 1, and then 6 and 7. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Now, God has told him to go there and pick out a king. Okay, read verses 6 and 7. "When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, 'Surely the Lord's anointed is before him.' But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart.'" Now, when Samuel meets the sons of Jesse, he meets Eliab, and he says, "Oh, this has got to be the guy right here." And the Lord says to Samuel, "Hold on. Don't look upon his appearance, because that's not the one." You see, Samuel first looked on this young man as we all do. He was handsome and strong, but God said, "Hold on, Samuel, you look at the appearance of this young man, but appearances can be deceiving. Look not at the appearances, but look on the heart of the matter here." And he goes through seven sons before he gets to David. Wouldn't it be great to develop the ability to look at the heart? Whether you're talking about the heart of a person or the heart of a matter or the heart of a situation, wouldn't it be great to be free of the limitations of physical sight so that we could read people as they really are, where we could see their heart and their souls and their character? Well, Samuel was given that ability, and the reason he was born of the Spirit, he was a spiritual man, he was seeking God's rulership and righteousness in his life and the life of the people around him, so he saw things differently. We hear God talking to him in this scripture. You can too. All you have to do is pray for the vision of in a spiritual life. Pray that God will touch your life with His Spirit, and then you have to follow His lead. It's the hard part. You have to seek God's rulership in your life and your life situations. God does not see the world the way you do. God does not do things the way you do things. God sees, thinks, and works very different than we do. Read with me Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9, which basically tells you this truth. Here we go. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. If we are really willing to look at things as God sees, you know, there are none so blind as those who will not see. If we're really willing to look at things, then we begin to realize there's a difference in our vision and the way we see and the way God sees things. And when you begin to have spiritual sight, you begin to see that God's thoughts are really higher than ours, and you see that God's ways are really very different from our ways of looking at things and doing things. And it's only as you begin to see that difference that you begin to seek after His ways, His thoughts, in terms of how you live your life, and that means allowing Him to be have rulership. God mixes things together in odd mixes. I've come to realize that. He will interweave into the fabric of our lives both prosperity and calamity. He will mix together tragedy and trauma and delight. He mixes them together, and sometimes it is the hard things that happen to us that really cause us to grow in His likeness the most, because it forces us to look at the way eternal things are relating to the things of this world. And vision is seeing God's kingdom, and that's a gift from God. So you have to ask for it. Now, determination is going after what you see, and that is your action getting into the kingdom. Determination is going after it. Courage is the power needed to begin a process, but determination is the courage to continue after it and to see it to the finish. Determination is persistently moving towards the goal. Determination is also the perseverance towards the goal, regardless of the obstacles that get in the way. Determination is faith with legs for the long haul. Many people fail in life because they believe in the idea that if you don't succeed, just try something else. But success eludes those who follow that philosophy. Virtually everybody has dreams and goals and ambitions of some sort. The dreams that come true do so because people stick to their vision, whether it is a career or a family or a business or a sport or seeking the kingdom of God. They aren't quitters. They refuse to let discouragement, disappointment, and obstacles get the upper hand for long. Now, I'm going to tell you, sure, discouragement comes in life. Obstacles get in the way. Disappointments arise. But they persevere, they persist, they have determination, and they rise above them. I don't know of any other way to seek God's kingdom, to learn God's ways, than to see with God's eyes, to live a kingdom life, than through the determination of persistence and perseverance, where you are set for the long haul. I don't know any other way to be a disciple and to do ministry for Jesus Christ than to do it. When it comes to being God's man or woman in this world and then obeying God's call, it takes determination. Because this world doesn't care and actually is against it. It takes dogged determination when it comes to study or working with people in ministry. It demands that we see God's vision in terms of the right priorities in our lives and the determination to carry out God's call upon our lives in the hard moments when your faith is tested. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 5, is a call to ministry and a life that's seeking after the kingdom of God. And everybody who names Jesus as their Savior and then says, I plan to make Him Lord of my life, is saying, I want God's rulership in my life. And that actually makes you a minister of Jesus Christ. That makes you a person who follows Jesus. That makes you a person whom God calls to be his man or woman in this world where you are. And if that's so, then let's read this scripture together as if Paul wrote it to you. Here we go. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but have itching ears. They will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Now, I know that I speak to some who have itching ears here. And you only listen to what you want to hear. And you believe a lot of the junk that's just raised up in this world as eternal truth. But there are some of you who hear me, and you're God's people, and you follow Jesus. So these words are for you. Look at verse 2 here. One of the things that it says is, be urgent in season and out of season. Now, those words kind of roll across our tongues with hardly a thought. But here's the secret of your life and your ministry. Just do it. Nike said it. Worship, study, action. When it comes naturally, and you seem to fall into a ministry, and then just do it, but also do it when it's hard to do. Do it when you're up for it, and do it when you're down. Do it when you feel like it, and do it when you don't feel like it. Do it when it's hot, and do it when it's cold, and do it in the winter when things are popping, and do it in the summer when you want to be at the lake or on the golf course. Just keep doing it and don't quit. In season and out of season. When it comes to seeking God's kingdom, there is no other way really to do it. It does take determination, and you have to do it for yourself because it is hard at times. No one can do it for you. It has to be done at night when it's tough, as well as in the daylight. Week in and week out, the things that keep you going towards the vision is determination, the promise of the vision. There's more to this life than meets the eye. Seeking a vision is a dream. It's a God-given idea, plan, or agenda. It's seeking after a goal that leads to God honoring the results. To seek God's rulership in your life. And to develop a life of righteousness, you have to have the vision. The true vision knows the kingdom of God. The true vision isn't a matter of duty either. It's a matter of desire. It is the desire to have the promise God has for you, not only in this life, but life eternally. Now, if you and I were to sit down together and I were to ask you, what are you dreaming for? What do you desire? What is your hope? I wonder how many of us would say, you know, I want the touch of the kingdom. I want to walk with Jesus. I want to be God's man or woman. I want to do God's will. I want to fulfill God's agenda for my life and not mine. If you and I were to sit down together and I were to ask you, what are you dreaming for in terms of this physical life? What do you desire in this life? What do you want to accomplish? What goals do you have? I wonder how many of you could tell me specifically what you want to accomplish in your life. I would expect, though, that there would be more of you who could answer the questions concerning this life in terms of the physical things than those who could answer the spiritual questions. In either case, though, first you have to see the dream with your mind's eye, and then you have to seek after it, and you have to keep after it, and keep seeking. And that is a matter of vision and determination. It's kind of like that Energizer Bunny, you know? You keep going and going and going. Your dreams and goals for this life are real, but they are flesh and blood dreams of humanity. All flesh is like grass. It sprouts and grows and then passes away. The dreams of the flesh are like grass, like having that dream home or that dream job or that dream boat. That could be a guy or a girl, but it could also be a water vehicle. But they're passing in terms of this life. They're real for a moment. The dreams and goals for our spiritual lives are real also. They aren't so easily grasped. They are like flesh. Because they are not flesh and blood, they do not pass away. They are good for this life and the life to come. Seeking God's kingdom and rulership in our lives is harder. But as Jesus says, all this other stuff will come your way if you set your eyes on the kingdom of heaven and your feet on determined path towards that kingdom. Let me ask you a question. What are the dreams of your life? What do you perceive as God's promises for your life? We each have them. We have goals and ambitions. We have dreams. We have promises of God. They are specific to each one of us. They're not just general things out there. They are specific to each one of us, and they are personal, and they are not public. God doesn't give you the promises that He has spoken on my heart for you. So you can read them up on the screen. He gave them to me. They are intimate. So are yours. You share your dream with a crowd, and they will laugh at you, and they will mock you, and they will frown at you, and they'll judge you because they can't make sense of it. And the reason is they can't see it. If I stand up here and tell you what I would really like to see happen, what I was work for in terms of my life, I get all kinds of reactions. And probably because you can't make sense of some of the things that I look to, because they are also accompanied by my heart's desire. And those aren't always logical. In order for you to go after your dreams, you have to be able to see them and then understand them and desire them in such a way that you will go after it, and that takes the determination. But the bottom line in all this is the physical things pass. The spiritual things are the things that not only are good in this life, but they're good in the next. And Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Make that your priority and His righteousness. And all that other stuff, things, shall be yours as well. And that requires vision and determination to live the life that Jesus is, where He is Lord of your life. Let's pray. Lord, I come to You and I ask that You would open our eyes first that we can see, and then also give each of us the determination in our own personal lives to get things done and to walk where You call us to. And I ask this in Jesus' name.